You are listening to the Victory Podcast. We hope this message will find favor in your life. For more updates about Victory, log on to victory.org.ph and bookmark our website in your browser. Now, here's your message.
Nang hapon po sa inyong lahat. Can you just look at the person next to you and tell that person, magandang hapon, lalong gumaganda ang hapon ko dahil katabi kita. Libre mo ako mamaya. Today, we're still in our series, Timeless, and we've been talking about the power of the gospel and how it changes the way we live. And ako po ulit ang kasama nyo. Pastor Winston wasn't able to join us today because it's his son's graduation. And I just admire what kind of father and a pastor he is. Because every Sunday, pwede siya mag-preach, pero may isang Sunday lang nag-graduate yung anak niya, and he needs to be there. So, and because of that, you know, everything na ginagawa niya, nabavalidate because of, you know, what he does sa pamilya niya and how he prioritizes it. And I believe today we're gonna have a special day, and today is Palm Sunday. Okay, pasensya na po kung wala kaming palaspas dyan sa likod. Hindi po kami nagbabasbas at nagbebenta ng palaspas. But anyway, kidding aside, I have fond memories of Holy Week. Whenever we observe Lenten season, nung bata po ako, okay, lagi po dinadala ng nanay ko sa simbahan. Tapos pagkatapos mo ng misa, bibili po kami ng ice cream, ng lobo, tsaka yung sisiw na kulay green. Naalala ko, nilalaro ko yun, tapos tinatapong ko kasi di pa uso yung Angry Birds, pero sa akin uso na yun kasi natapong ko na. Anyway, and with all that memories, you know, meron din mga, hindi man weird or silly, but there are some silly views about Holy Week. And one of them, you know, sinasabi nila, every time Holy Week happens, every time, you know, once a year, okay, sinasabi nila, patay daw ang Diyos. Niniwala ba kayo na patay ang Diyos tuwing Holy Week? Ha? Sino nagsasabing patay ang Diyos? Sana wala, di ba? Nagtaas na kami. Naghihintay ako magtaas na kami. Anyway, and from those belief, okay, dun ang gagaling lahat ng, well, I could say some of our actions. Because of these beliefs that we have regarding our view about Holy Week, specifically, naniwala tayo nung bata tayo. Ako, personally, naniwala ako na patay ang Diyos. Because of that, there are some actions that was, you know, resulted from that belief. And one of them is bawal maglaro ng paghapon. Kasi may gumagala raw ng mga masamang espiritu kasi nga patay ang Diyos. Have you heard of that? Or bawal kumain ng karne kapag Holy Week. Kumain ba kayo ng karne ngayon? Bawal, ha? Buti na lang may Jesus. Okay, free tayo lahat from that belief. And hindi pa yon, bawal maligo. I think yun yung pinaka-favorite ko na bawal eh. Kasi bawal maligo pag Holy Week. Parang gustang-gusto ko yun. Sana araw-araw na lang Holy Week. No? Para hindi, kasi inyo, hindi nyo, it's a man thing, okay? Yung ayaw maligo. Okay? And those beliefs, you know, it's established in my mind as a young boy because of that. No, tatakot ako kaya may palaspas kasi pang taboy daw sa ano yung masasamang spirito. Have you heard of that? And because of those beliefs, nakakatawa, buti na lang, when I was 18 years old, somebody shared to me the gospel. Somebody shared to me that that's not a right view of Holy Week or the right view about God. In fact, hindi siya comforting. In fact, nakakasakal siya. Imagine niyo Holy Week, bata ka, nagbabakasyon kasi bawal maglaro, tapos bawal kumain ng karne, kakainin niyo dahon. Parang, hello? And funny as it is, you know, as I share this to all of us, sadly, a lot of people today, they have some beliefs about certain things, about many things, and those beliefs are controlling the way they live. And because of these beliefs that they have, sad to say again, they are living the life less than what God wants them to have. And I don't have, you know, the time here to elaborate all those beliefs, but one thing that a lot of people have beliefs na medyo minsan hindi tama or kulang or mali is they yung paniniwala nila, their view about the gospel. That's why in this series, we've been talking about what is the gospel, what is the power of the gospel, and how can we embrace it in such a way wherein we can live fully to the potential or the kind of life that God wants us to have. So last week, we did talk about the gospel as a past event. And today, we're going to talk about the gospel as our present status. So join me in prayer. Bow your heads, close your eyes as we talk about the Word of God this afternoon. Lord, thank you for today. We're not worthy to stand before you, but yet you have chosen us. And because of your love, Lord, we were able to know you and experience your goodness. And I pray today, allow us to hear your word. Allow us, Lord, to be part, Lord, of what you want to do in our lives and just change us from inside out. Let your presence be upon us today in Jesus' name. Amen, amen. Let me just do a quick review or recap for all of us, for those of you who are joining us for the first time, so that you will have the right frame for us to, for you to understand this whole message. And maybe you attended last week and medyo nakalimutan nyo na because of the preparation na gusto nyo gawin, or iba kasi yung mga estudyante, nakalimutan nyo na yung message natin last week because nag-exam kayo this week. So let me just do a quick recap for all of us. The gospel, we did say last week, is a past event. 2,000 plus years ago, a man by the name of Jesus was born in Bethlehem, all right? Son of a carpenter, preached that the only way to go to heaven is through him. The only way to the Father is through him. And because he came here on earth, salvation was made possible. And hindi lang siya ipinanganak, he was crucified and died on the cross. And after 3 days, he rose again from the dead. Now, this is a historical fact. This story is a fact that scholars and historians, you know, they all confirm this. In fact, you know, if you will look at history, contrary to a lot of people who's attacking the validity of the story of the Bible, it is really true. And it's a historical fact. It is established historical truth. But there's one event in the life of Jesus that merong nag-disagree, which is the resurrection of Jesus Christ. But apparently, the scholars and the historians couldn't agree with that. It's because, you know, because in the framework of the scholars, or which they use, you know, yung science and thinking, if they cannot explain it, if they didn't observe it, then it must not be true. For the historians, you know, kailangan nila ng maraming account para ma-prove na totoo yung validity or ng resurrection. And because only handful of disciples, maybe around 100 or maybe not more than 1,000, and then for every one disciple or one believer, there's like maybe 10 or 100 who's opposing against that. That's why the historians couldn't agree with the resurrection. But I believe the resurrection is true because of the what? The account of the disciples. You see, the story of the disciples when they're witnessing the resurrection of Jesus is credible. You know why? Because they have nothing to gain from saying that it is true. You have to remember, these disciples, they are risking their lives for this. In fact, the most credible witness are the people or someone, you know, na walang bias. That's why in a court of law, kung ano ang pinaka-credible na witness, yung walang bias, yung walang involvement, yung walang personal agenda in the matter. And for these disciples, they don't have anything to gain with this. In fact, they're going to stone to death if they keep on saying and preaching that Jesus Christ did rose from the dead. But I believe that is a credible account from the disciples. That's why, you know, if the resurrection of Jesus is not something to be explained or to be observed, it is just something to be believed. Kailangan mo lang siyang paniwalaan. And because of the birth, death, and the resurrection of Jesus, salvation was made possible for all of us. It is a past event that took place 2,000 plus years ago, and fast forward to our present day, we are benefiting from that. That is salvation. And for those of you who may not be familiar with the concept of salvation, salvation, you know, in layman's term, in elementary teaching, it's really God's plan for saving His people. That is salvation. Ito po yung plano ng Panginoon para iligtas ang kanyang mga anak or yung sanlibutan. And maybe you ask, bakit kailangan ako maligtas? Why do I need to get saved? And let me just explain this to you so that we will have the right, you know, mindset as we go on and talk about this message. When we were all born, nung lahat po tayo, nung pinanganak po tayo, we are all born with a sin. Meron po tayong kasalanan sa puso natin. And I don't think, if, I don't know if you believe this or not, pero wala po nagturo sa inyo magsinungaling. Do you follow this? Do you remember the first time you lied? It's not the values na tinuturo, but somehow, you learn it by instinct. Tinuturo po sa atin na masamang manguha ng gamit, but somehow, we find pleasure in getting those things. We take delight on those things secretly. It's not natural for us to help people. Pag may na-disgrasya, ang natural instinct natin, ano? Tatawa tayo. Do you follow this? Why? Because deep inside our hearts, may sin dyan. May kasalanan dyan. In fact, if you are a person who doesn't know God, who doesn't have an encounter with God, pag nakita ka ng, forgive me for the word, if you ever had the chance to watch a porn, your natural tendency, if you don't know God, you're just gonna watch it. Why? Because that's our natural instinct. We're all sinners. You don't have any ability to love. You don't have any ability to help. You don't have any ability to do good things. You know why? Because there are sins that has been established in our hearts since day one. And maybe, that's unfair. Well, it could be unfair. Because long, long time ago, our great-great-great-great-great-grandfather Adam and Eve, parents sinned against God because of that. Because sin is a spiritual issue. It has been passed on from generation to generation to generation up until now. You know, I have a daughter. She's 3 years old. And I always, use this illustration for all of us to understand, that we are born with a sin. She's 3 years old right now. Namamalo. Nangangagat, nangunguha ng laruan, nambabato ng laruan, and sometimes she manipulates people around her. Pagkapakainin namin, dalawang subo pa lang sabihin na, ouchie, tummy, ouchie. Sino na nagturo nun? I understand she's not of age of accountability yet, but yet, you can clearly see that there's sinful nature in her. That's why I pray that she will have an encounter with Jesus Christ pag dumanda na siya ng konti. All of us, lahat po tayo, no matter how good-looking you are, no matter how intelligent you are, we are all born sinner. That's just it. And because sin is very serious against God, and it's a personal issue, and it's a personal issue against God, sin has to be punished. You have to remember, God is a love God, and also, God is a just God. God cannot be loving at the same time. Kailangan just din siya. Because one of the expression of love is being just. And every sin needs to be punished. Kailangan may magbayad ng kasalanan na yun. And the bad news, we are not capable to pay for that. No matter how perfect our attendance sa church, no matter how diligent we are reading our Bible, no matter how much we give to the poor, no matter how many good works we pile up to compensate for our sins, it will not equate. Because for sin to be punished, somebody has to pay for that. And the wages of sin, the Bible says, is death. Ang kabayaran ng kasalanan ay kamatayan. Ibig sabihin, it takes only one sin for you to be judged. And I'm volunteering myself, raising my hand because I have sinned against God and my sentence, and the sentence to me, is death. That's what the Bible says. Hindi ko po opinion, ukuro-kuro ko lang yun. That's why a lot of people, they don't want the message of the gospel, the message of the Bible, because it is what? Offensive. But listen, yes, it is offensive for those people who doesn't want to accept this. We need to be saved because we cannot save ourselves. We are not capable. We are not worthy as a payment for the sins we have committed. We need to be saved. And because of that, God devised a plan And what was that? He sent His Son Jesus for us. Instead na tayo yung magbayad, Jesus Christ paid for that. Kasi we can't pay for it. That is salvation. And because of the death, the resurrection of Jesus Christ, salvation was made possible. The power of sin and death over our lives was broken. We can now have access to God through Jesus Christ. But apart from the sacrifice of Jesus Christ, there's no way you can go near to God. Do we follow this? That's why what took place 2,000 plus years ago is very important. Nothing you can add to it. Fast forward, us thinking, we think we can do something about it to save ourselves. We're thinking, kaya natin isipin sarili natin by doing a lot of nice things or good things. But let me tell you something. It is finished. That's why Jesus Christ said, it is finished. When God sees us, He needs to see Jesus in our lives. If He doesn't see Jesus Christ in our lives, there's no way you can save yourselves. When God looks at us, He must see the righteousness of Jesus Christ. If He didn't see the righteousness of Jesus Christ in your life, we're in trouble. We need to be saved. Kailangan nating masave. So that's why we did talk about last week, the gospel is a past event. Nothing you can add to it. It's already finished. And today we're going to talk about the gospel as a present status. I want you to think this for a moment. Have you ever thought of all the religion or belief system around the world? Okay, you name it. I'm not going to name a religion after religion. But all of the religion in the whole world, alam niyo what they offer? Future reward. If you do this, you will have this. If you will suicide, if you will bomb a plane or a building, you will have this in paradise. If you meditate harder, then you will achieve certain stuff and then a certain feeling, and then you'll enter the heaven. Lahat yon, future reward. But do you know that Christianity is the one and only religion? If Christianity belongs in a category of religion that offers a present reward. You don't have to wait for you to die so that you'll receive your reward. The gospel is something that you can enjoy now. But you just have to embrace and accept it. So what do we mean when we say the gospel is a present status? In Colossians chapter 1, verse 21 and 23, says here, a little bit of background here, Paul was writing the church in Colossians, and he was reminding them of what they have in God. Meaning, the gospel that they have received, they have heard from Paul, is something, you know, that is very important, but because before they were alienated, they were hostile before God, they are rebellious people against God, and now they have been reconciled to God. And not just that, they have to enjoy it. They have to live it. Apparently, the reason Paul was writing to the Colossians is because there are some people who are trying to corrupt or distort the message of the gospel. And today, what's happening in the church in Colossians is still happening today. We have heard the gospel. We know the gospel. It's been clearly preached to us. But somehow, there are some people, beliefs out there, we watch in the news, read in the newspaper, it's somehow corrupting the pure message of the gospel. But it can't happen that way. So let's read in Colossians 1, 21 to 23. And what do we mean when we say the gospel is a present status? It says here, once you were alienated from God and were enemies in your minds because of your evil behavior. Paul was trying to establish here that you are evil, alienated from God, and you are enemies of God. He was talking about to the church. And kind of like us, before we came to know the Lord, our behavior we're not as bad as the hardcore sinner out there, but in our own right, the pride in us that makes us belong in the same category as the evil hardcore sinner outside this wall. Kind of like, you know, our minds are all corrupt. There's nothing in us we want and desire, you know, to be with God. And the verse continues in verse 22, says here, but now he has reconciled you by Christ's physical body through death to present you holy in his sight without blemish, free from accusation. And this is very important. The reason you can go to God, the reason your prayers are being heard by God, the reason you can enjoy victory after victory after victory, because of the sacrifice of Jesus. If not for the sacrifice of Jesus, the Bible says, you know, your ears ni God is covered. His ears are dull to hear your prayers because of your sins, your iniquities. But because of Jesus Christ, Jesus himself presented us to God the Father without blemish and free from accusation. Whenever we approach God, whenever we pray, whenever we need something from God, when God looks at you, okay, I can hear your prayer now. Why? Because I see Jesus in you. Because Jesus is your Savior and Lord and your Master. Paul was trying to establish here that you have now a new identity, that you have now a new position, that you already secure a salvation and eternal life. But that's not all. Paul was saying to the Colossians, yes, you already secure salvation. Yes, you already have an eternal reward, but not yet. Because there's more. In verse 23, it says here, if you continue in your faith, establish and firm and not move from the hope held out in the gospel. See, a lot of us here, we think, you know, the gospel, once we heard it, okay, what it does to us is, you know, it's just secure a ticket for us to heaven. A lot of people think that way. Akala natin, pag narinig natin yung gospel, it's just a ticket, a free pass to heaven. We're just going to wait our time here on earth so that we can receive our eternal reward, which is, you know, going to heaven and spend eternal life with God. But alam nyo, Paul was saying here, hindi lang yun yun. In fact, while you're still here on earth, habang hindi pa kayo kinukuha ni Jesus, I want you to live and continue with your faith. Yes, the gospel is a past event, and it's going to benefit you with salvation, but at the same time, it is also a present status, meaning you have to live it now, today, and enjoy it. Later, I'm going to share why. What do we mean when we say we enjoy the gospel? The first point I want to share to all of us when we say, you know, the gospel is a present status is, first is we have to live the gospel. Live the gospel. Can you just say that? Live the gospel. What do we mean when you say live the gospel? In Romans 1:16, it says here, I am not ashamed. This is the same verse I shared last week, and I'm reading it again. It says here, I am not ashamed of the gospel because it is the power of God for the salvation of everyone who believes. When we say live the gospel, meaning live in the power of God. Do you hear this? When we say live the gospel, meaning you live the power of God. And maybe you heard this already somewhere else, that this power is the same power that resurrected Jesus from the dead. This same power is made available for all of us. The same power is the power that created the whole universe. The same power who healed all sickness and disease during the time of Jesus. The same power that rescued Jesus in times of temptation. You know, I am convinced deep inside my heart that the reason a lot of people today, including myself, if we have so much trouble in our lives, it is because we fail to do our job. But it is because we live apart from the power of the gospel. Hindi dahil nagkulang tayo sa dasal. Hindi dahil nagkulang tayo sa pag-attend sa church. Hindi po dahil sa ganun. Hindi po yun. Because we fail to live our lives tapping the power, the very power of the gospel, which is the power of God. When and where do you need the power of God? Kailan mo ba kailangan to? When we say leave the gospel, it should be happening every day, di po ba? It should be a daily basis, like in a day-to-day basis. When and where do we need the power of God? You see, if you are in your office and you are being tempted to cheat and to compromise, you need the power of God, because left to yourself, you're just gonna compromise. Anyway, no one will know. Anyway, 10,000 pesos is a good amount of money. I can buy the new cell phone out there. Anyway, I deserve this because I've been working hard for this company and nobody notice my existence here and my what I can do and bring to this company. Left our own selves, you're just gonna go and follow our nature and instinct. But you see, you need the power of God to say no. Left to yourself, hindi mo magagawa yun. Maybe to cheat morally. Our natural inclination, our nature, we will just fall. But because the power of God through the gospel was made available for us, we can say no and stand. What else? When and where do we need the power of the gospel? When we are in a situation that we're being challenged, you have a choice. Magalit ka or mag-breakdown ka or magwala ka. Do you know that you need the power of the gospel to be self-controlled? Left to your own self, magwawala ka na lang. Maybe hindi ka magwawala physically or mas you know, kitang-kita, pero nagwawala ka sa mind mo. Sa in mind mo, minumura mo na. Or maybe you're in your office or yung mga kasama mo, yung mga kaibigan mo. You know, they're gossiping. It takes the power of God for you not to enjoy. Di ba, ang sarap makipagkwentuhan? Di ba, ang sarap pagkwentuhan ng ibang tao, buhay na ibang tao, lalo na pag inis-inis ka sa mga tao na yon. But you need the power of the gospel for you to say no and stand away from that conversation. What else? You need the power of the gospel. You know, pag nandiyan na yung mga kaibigan mo at pinipressure ka na. You need the power of the gospel. The reason we have so much trouble in our lives today is because we don't tap on that power. You need the power of the gospel to be patient. Sa kliyente mo, sa anak mo, or sa asawa mo. You need the power of the gospel. You need the power of the gospel to be gentle. You need the power of the gospel to be loving. Do you know that left to yourself, you can't love people? Maybe there's emotion before, but you know, if you're married, I know this is true for you. You know, there are days, you know, parang gusto mo na isoli, nag-question mo na yung sarili mo, bakit ba pinakasalan to? Why? Because we live in a foreign world and that is true. The reason you stay in that relationship is because you're covenant with God. Marriage first is your covenant with God. That's why you're staying there. And for you to stay there, you need the power of the gospel. When the old life is coming back, when the enemy is trying to remind you of what you did before, when the enemy is trying to tell you you're not worthy for you to attend church, when the old life is telling you and getting strong and strong and strong and stronger and then, you know, trying to get you back and remind you of your past sin, of your past lifestyle, you know what you need? The power of the gospel. The reason a lot of people today are defeated because there's power available and we don't tap to it. Isn't it interesting, you know, recent movies, maybe 2-3 years ago, hanggang ngayon, 2013, the movies that are being produced are superheroes type of movies, right? Iron Man, Batman, and now Superman will be out again, third rerun, I think, Why is that? Why? Because there's something in those movies that appeals to us. We like the idea of simple person, weak person, tapping into a source of power, and then all of a sudden doing supernatural feats. We like those ideas because somehow we can relate, and somehow we want that. Gusto natin yun. We want that. Because we know, kahit masakit mang aminin, or we don't want to admit, you know, we recognize that we are limited, weak people. And we need some sort of power so that we can do what we want to do, what we desire to do. But yet, all our efforts, what? Are all in vain. Why? Because if we try to tap to a different source of power, it's not going to work. Because you need only the power of the gospel. If you want to live the gospel, you need the power of God. In Titus 2:11, it says here, for the grace of God, the gospel that brings salvation, the gospel is the one that brings salvation through Jesus Christ, has appeared to all men. And it teaches us what? To say no to ungodliness, worldly passion, to live self-controlled, upright, and godly lives in this present age. When you read this, nandun na lahat yun. The gospel, the grace of God that brings salvation. Anong ginagawa niya? What's it doing to all of us? It teaches us to say no. It's teaching us, it's empowering us to stand and to say no to worldly passions and ungodliness and to live self-controlled, godly lives, upright in this present age. It's not positive thinking. It's not meditating. It's not perfect attendance. It's not trying harder. We all know we're going to fail on that. We need the power of the gospel. Live the gospel. Live in the power of God. What else? When we say the gospel is a present status, let's go back to Colossians chapter 2. Starting in verse 23, it says there, if you continue in your faith, established and firm, not move from the hope held out in the gospel. Second is, be established in the gospel. Live the gospel, be established in the gospel. What do I mean by this? You know, a lot of people today, they try to build their lives around certain things. They live their lives around money. They live their lives around their careers. They live their lives around people and friends. They live their lives according to their achievements and accomplishment. They live their lives, they build their lives with all these things. And you know what's going to happen? It's not stable. Because everything in this world, we all know this, will pass away. Nothing is stable in this world. If you build your lives with money, you know, isang economic crisis lang, your money will be wiped out. If you try to build your lives with people around you and pleasing them, one way or another, people will offend you. One way or another, you know, there are things that people will say that will not be popular to your ear. And next thing you know, they're gonna be out in your life. If you try to build your lives with accomplishment, there's always someone who can do better than you. That's a fact. If you try to build your lives according to your work, in your hard work, effort to build your lives around work, the next thing you know, you're neglecting your family and it's not worth it. Isn't it true that we work so that we can have a great family and yet at the expense of our family, we're trying to worship our work? If there is only one foundation that we need to establish in our lives, that is the gospel. That's it. It's okay. Okay na yon. It's already complete. You know, a person's lives. Let me read this. Okay, a life that is established in the gospel is a life that places no value on the things of this world. If your life is established in the gospel, your life, okay, you don't place value on the things of this world. Ano ba yung mga valuable sa mundo na to? Pera, kotse, bahay, ambition, accomplishment, position. But you know what? This is the main reason why we live for some people. But if you establish your life in the gospel, it doesn't matter kung wala ka ng ganito. It doesn't matter kung hindi ko yung pinakamagaling sa office mo. It's alright, you're secure because your identity, your value is not based on your work. You're okay, you're alright. It doesn't matter kung yung kotse mo, Toyota Corolla 92, which is ganun yung dinadrive ko ngayon. It doesn't matter kung yung mga kabatch ko ngayon, BMW na yung sinadrive. It doesn't matter. Why? Because your value is not based on not on the car that you drive, but your value is based on what God paid for you. You know how much valuable you are? Jesus Christ's life. That's your value. It doesn't matter kung hindi million-million na sa banko mo. You know why? Because at the end of the day, God will provide for you. You see, if we try to think our work, our businesses will, you know, dun yung provision natin, dun po, nagkakamali po tayo. Alam nyo kung bakit? Because if you think your businesses and your work is the source of your provision, you are limiting God. Because God is your provider. It's not your work. If you try to look at your work as your provider, you are limiting yourself. Because God is a provider. God is a much, much, much great and bigger employer than all businesses combined in this world. It doesn't matter kung ito lang yung pera mo. You're okay because God will provide for you. It doesn't matter kung yung bahay mo ganito lang. It doesn't matter. Why? Because the most important treasure in this world is already in your life. That's all. You know the problem? If we build our lives, you know, stop establishing our lives with all these things around us, we try to do and 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 everything with all our might to do this and accomplish this. At the end of the day, we are frustrated. You know why? Because it's not really satisfying and fulfilling you. Di naman talaga eh. I had coffees with millionaires. Mayayawang tao, and I have the privilege to meet them. You know, one question I always ask them, are you happy because you have money? They always say, no. Are you happy because you have this car? No. Are you happy because you have this position? No. Yun palagi tinatanong ko, subukan nyo. Pag may nakilala kayong mayaman, milyonaryo, tanongin nyo sila kung masaya sila dahil may pera sila, maganda sila. Sabihin nila, tanongin nyo. Sagot nila 100%, sabihin nila hindi sila masaya. And yet, all of us from this category, from this side of the life, we want that. And to think, magiging masaya tayo. Pero pag yung mga tao nandun na, sabihin nila, hindi rin sila masaya. You know why? Because wala naman talaga magpapasaya sa iyo rito eh. Gospel lang. Si Jesus lang. Meron ka na nun. Okay ka na dun. Sometimes we want to be perfectionists. You see, it's okay to fail. Why? Because your value is not what you do. Your value is based on Jesus Christ did for you. That's who you are. How do you know if a person is established in the gospel? In Psalm 112, verse 1, it says here, praise the Lord. Blessed is the man who fears the Lord, who finds great delight in His command. This is a person established in the gospel. Verse 7, he will have no fear of bad news. His heart is steadfast, trusting in the Lord. You know what it look like? You know, a person whose life established in the gospel. Whatever happens in his life or whatever is happening in his life, he will have no fear of bad news. Why? Because he is already secure. Verse 8. His heart is secure. He will have no fear. In the end, he will look in triumph on his foes. This is the kind of life if your life is established in the gospel. What is securing you is your eternal hope in God. Your identity is based on what God did for you. Your value is based on what Jesus Christ did for you. None of your accomplishment will really matter. As I close, in Colossians 2, verse 6 to 7, let's go back that verse when I first read this. It says here, "So then, just as you received Christ Jesus as Lord, continue to live in Him." If you want to live the gospel, if you want to be established in the gospel, it's very clear. The gospel is not complete without Jesus. Making Him as your Lord and Savior. Maybe you're here saying, I like that idea of gospel. I like that power. Okay, I like that, you know, being established. I want to be secure. I don't want to, you know, join the treadmill of performance and trying to please people. I want that. But listen, yes, it's for you. But it says here, if you want to continue to live in Him, if you want that power of God, Jesus Christ must become Lord over your life. We can only live and be established in the gospel only through Jesus Christ. Kay Jesus lang, wala nang iba. And as I pray for all of us today, I hope we all see this clearly. First, you cannot save yourself. There's a sin in you that needs to be punished. And somebody has to pay for that. And because you're not qualified to pay for it, Jesus did pay for that. Second, now that you heard this message, continue to live in it. The gospel is not just for the people outside this church. The gospel is for every one of us.